Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Happy New Year, friends. Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Big news, big, big, big news. This is it. We have started the Manifesting Challenge. It is closing on January 5th. Doors closed, locked until the next year. And that is it. We're done. So if you are ready to become a super attractor and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams, this is your last chance. Last chance. I can spend 21 days being your coach, your very own manifesting coach. I will show you the exact steps that it takes to show up for your desires, align your energy with the universe, become a super attractor. People have gone through this challenge and said that they have manifested babies, lovers, money, houses, health. They have manifested everything. But most importantly, they've given themselves 21 days to focus on their energy and their thoughts and their life. You deserve that, my friend. You deserve to stop focusing on your to-do list and start focusing on yourself. Give me 21 days, 10 minutes a day or less, and I promise you will manifest. I promise you will change your energy. I promise your relationships will change. You'll feel better. You'll have a better attitude. I promise this. So head over to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge or hit the link in my show notes. Oh, and did I mention that the challenge is only $37? It's less than a deli coffee a day. Like in New York City, deli coffee is like $2. It's less than the New York City deli coffee to manifest in 2024. So join me, deargabby.com/manifesting challenges. Easy to follow lessons, magnetic manifesting practices, high frequency meditations, and there's a manifesting ritual on day 21. So my friends, this is the time now. Let's kickstart the year together. Supercharge your attracting power. Go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Can you believe it's 2024, people? It's crazy, right? I mean, I can't even believe that we're here. It's rocking. It's going to be a year filled with abundance. I'm saying that now. I'm going to set you up to win. I really wanted to do a show for you that will start the new year with positivity, excitement, and just tune you up for creating change and creating change that sticks. So I've created this very special New Year's Day show just filled with so many gorgeous moments. I went into the logs of Gabby and I pulled out these gorgeous, gorgeous practices for you to begin the new year. I start this episode by reading this excerpt from my book, Happy Days. And it's all about creating a new vision and how we can co-create with the universe. And then I bring in some lovely guests and we talk about the power to change and how to live and lead from feelings. And then this leads into one of the most important messages about effortlessly manifesting. I don't want to give too much away here, but I'm giving you a Gabby throwdown, some Gabby Q&As, and then we sign off at the end with these tips for effortlessly manifesting. And before we do that, I just want to take a moment to personally thank you, my listeners, to let you know that I really, really, really care about you. I care about your well-being. I care about your happiness, your positivity, your personal development. My team and I are working every single week to make these episodes A++ for you so that you feel like you're being supported and served. And if you're in the manifesting challenge with me, let's go big this new year. If you're not in, you have till January 5th to sneak in. So go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge where I can be your manifesting coach for 21 days. I love you guys. Happy New Year. Enjoy this very special, special show. Here's the passage that we pulled for today, and it's about creating a new vision, creating a vision for a new life. Having a vision for a better life isn't about a certain amount of money in the bank, a special love partner, or a credential. I'm talking about a vision of how you want to feel when you wake up each day. In my early sobriety, I couldn't contemplate what a better life could look like, but I knew one thing for sure. I wanted to wake up without anxiety, excited to live another day. Knowing how I wanted to feel became the backbone of my journey toward peace. I was never aiming for special recognition or accomplishment, so I didn't have to rely on the outside world to show me the way. My vision was about how I wanted to feel, and how I feel is something I have always had the power to change. So do you. So now I want to ask you, what is your vision? In answering this, forget what you think you need and instead focus on how you want to feel. Maybe it's hard for you to even ponder what it could feel like to be in a different way. Or maybe you're blocked by feelings of fear or unworthiness. Just try for a moment to suspend your disbelief and give yourself full permission to dream of how you want to feel in your life. Answer this question quickly. How do I want to feel? Don't think, just answer the question. You can even answer it in a journal. You can just write down, how do I want to feel? And just let your pen flow, journal, 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 finding some uninterrupted time in your day to do some free writing. And at the top of the page, ask yourself, how do I want to feel? And what would that look like? And just write and let whatever comes to your mind move through you. Be open to receiving this guidance. And this will become a vision statement, a clear vision statement for how you want to feel. And that's what happened for me when I really claimed that I want to wake up without anxiety every day. I want to wake up without anxiety every day. It no longer was about, I want to get this thing. I want to be interviewed on Oprah. I want to write books. I want to do whatever. It was about how I want to feel. And my vision for what my life looked like was me living with ease. I could see images of me just being relaxed on work calls. I saw visions of me just walking through the streets, taking in the fresh air. And the freaking miracle, my friends, is I held on to that vision unapologetically. And today, and every day before this, for the last year or so, I wake up without any anxiety, free from fear, claiming exactly the life that I am here to live. And that freedom is available to you. You can create a new vision for your life. And today's show will begin to ignite that conversation of creating a new vision for how we want to feel and what that could look like. Great time to be creating a new vision. It's the new year. This is your moment. Hi, Joanna.
Oh my God. Absolutely love you. Didn't expect to come on. So very grateful. I spoke to you last year in a very different position, actually, to where I am now. I'd just come back to London, forced to come back to London, my visa. It was like all this turmoil in LA. So I've been obsessed with trying to go back. I've got a new job that has miraculously let me assist me in going back to America, which is amazing, to stay with family. So it's really soft landing. So I'm in a very different place. I think that now my question is really around, I feel the flow. I feel the flow of me going back and being supported to New York in a very kind of comfortable shell with my family there for me. And it's interesting because it's not the place that I want to be at, but I'm so okay with it. So now I'm like, I think I've opened my mind a little bit to how it could be better than what I thought. I'm in that place right now. So I just want to figure out how to be in that place.
Well, you're saying it. The vision, when we create the vision of how our life can be new, it doesn't necessarily start with I'm living in my perfect house and I've got my perfect job. And it starts with how we want to feel.
Yeah.
Remember, I lived for 2 decades in waking and really claiming that desire of I want to feel free from anxiety. I want to wake up with a skip in my step, jump out of bed excited for a new day, free from anxiety. And yeah. So I don't care where you go to live or where you're being guided, because when you claim the new vision for your life based on a feeling rather than an outcome, then the outcomes start to reflect back the feeling. And so when I ask you, Joanna, right now, how do you want to feel? Tell me, don't think, just speak.
I want to feel free.
I want to feel free and relaxed. Great. Right now, when you say free and relaxed, does any visions come to your mind of what that could look like, or even just a color or a sensation in your body?
I imagine myself like running in the warmth in a field or on the beach.
Great. Running in the warmth of a field or on the beach. Okay. What do you feel in your body? You want to just describe it any more for me?
I feel light and I feel at ease and content. And I also feel really full with who I am.
With who you are. You got it, girl. I believe every word you just said. So I want you to dwell every day as you're walking through the streets, wherever you are in the world. Just give yourself the opportunity to vision. I'm in the beach, I'm running, I feel full and complete with who I am. Or if you're walking through the woods, bring it into your meditation, write about it, visualize it, claim it. Because that vision, that sensation, I started to feel it as I see you on the screen. I felt that vibration coming through. It wasn't a bunch of BS. You really meant it. The words were coming through naturally. If you claim that new vision and feeling of how you want to live a new life, then everything else will work out, sweetheart. Go home, stay with your family. Like, who cares where you are? Is the thing that we have to remember is like, it doesn't matter where we go with us wherever we go. So
yeah.
You could go to the most perfect house in the Hollywood Hills and have the most perfect job. And who gives a shit if you're not dwelling in the feeling of what it is that you want to create?
Yeah.
You could be, you know, not in the most exciting place in the world, but you could be feeling awesome. And everything else will start to unfold for you naturally. So focus on the feeling, and that the vision's clear. Joanna, real good, real fast. Some people are very visual when they can just go right to it. You know, you'd actually do really well with hypnosis because you could just visualize like, boom, you know?
Yeah.
Not that I recommend, you know, may or may not need hypnosis, but if you ever did it, you'd be good at it because you can just visualize right away. And so, great. Hold on to that. I want you to go right now when you hang up with me and go journal about what we just spoke about. Journal about the feeling, journal about the vision. Really claim it. Okay. Go claim it now.
Thank you so much, Gabby. I love you.
Love you, sweetheart. That was beautiful. Thank you, honey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hello, my friends. If you're anything like me, maybe you treat yourself to something extra in the new year, like a foot massage or a manicure or extra leg room when you buy that ticket on the plane, or you buy one of those items that are on sale. Yeah, you know it. But what about treating yourself to some of these extras when it comes to finding a doctor? We are all talking about health right now. We're always talking about our well-being. And that's where I love ZocDoc, where you can find and book appointments with tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. And I'm telling you, ZocDoc is truly amazing. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. It's just that simple. And once you find the doctor you want, you can book it immediately. There's no waiting. It's just, boom, here you are. Let's go. And again, these are top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. One of the biggest hassles is dealing with doctor's offices. And now, my friends, within 24 to 72 hours, you are hooked up. You can even score the same-day appointments. So go to ZocDoc.com/Gabby and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Gabby. ZocDoc.com/Gabby. That's ZocDoc.com/Gabby. All right, my loves, if you're trying to keep up with your supplement routine, you're coming up on the year, you're like, let me get healthy before the new year so that I can start sticking to it. Yeah, great idea. But sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's frustrating. And sometimes you just don't keep to it because there's a million supplements that you're pulling out of every cabinet in your house. So check this out. AG1 is an all-in-one foundational nutrition supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients to support whole body health. And believe me, following a daily supplement routine is not always easy, and it's sometimes complicated, and you find out you're mixing a million things, and you just don't know which one's helping. That's why AG1 is just the way to go. It's delivered right to you every single month, one scoop in your juice or your water or your smoothie, and there's your multivitamin and your probiotic all in one drinkable habit. I drink AG1 every single morning, and I kid you not, even before my coffee. And it makes me feel great, and I'm full of energy, and I'm just getting what I need in every single scoop. And I just want you to check this out. If you're traveling this holiday and you're worried about your immune system, get in on this. AG1 has travel packs, and they are these really handy individual pre-measured packs. So just make sure you're getting in on this. With AG1 taking care of my body each and every day, it's just really simple to stay healthy. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Gabby. That's drinkag1.com/Gabby. Hi, Gio.
Hey, how are you? It's so good to be here. I manifested the start of my dream life back in LA through the manifesting challenge. I worked on myself. I managed to get my green card approved on my birthday this year, which is amazing. I'm so grateful. And then got my place in LA. So I'm stable. Now, the next thing really for me is, how am I going to be there? My concern is really the job that got me out there was a temporary thing. And now I'm in a place in my career where I want to contribute more and serve, as opposed to working in a visual industry. I work in fashion, and I don't feel that it's making me as content as I can be, or I can contribute as much as I can potentially.
Let's get back to this idea of, if you were to set a New Year's resolution right now, what would you be setting?
I know it's around feeling as opposed to doing, and that's taken me a long time to learn.
Okay, so there is this, okay, my New Year's resolution would be to focus more on feeling rather than doing. There's an implication that something's been wrong, that there's something that has to be fixed. So instead, let's flip it right now and set the intention to live and lead from your feelings. And that can be something that's developed in your work, that's developed in your life, but to let your feelings lead. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So does this intention sound resonant for you? I set the intention to trust my intuition and my feelings more than my doing.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. So my intention is to trust my intuition and my feelings. Let's get it really positive.
Yeah.
Now, any judgment or fear around that?
I don't think so. I think most of the things that I've done over the past few years have been more intuitive than projected onto me as a thing I should do.
All right. So there's no resistance to setting the intention for the new year to be more inspired and led by feelings of intuition.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's one small thing that you could do each day to cultivate that feeling?
I think it's remember the feeling and feel it out.
Beautiful. Okay. How would you remember the feeling?
In my morning pages in the mornings.
Okay. So just for the listener that doesn't know, morning pages are when you just scribe for, just let it out, dump it all out onto the page. It's a Julia Cameron method. I love it. It's just free writing for what? How long do you free write for?
It's 3 pages that
three
I do
pages
in the morning.
Of just brain dump, letting it out. And that's when your intuition starts to flow. Excellent. So in your morning pages is one small write action. Okay, what else?
Throughout the day, I find things to remind myself. Haven't done a new vision board. Half the things on my old vision board are already done now, so it's obsolete.
So redo your vision board. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I start researching as if my life was already there, what I would be doing in that life. So if I was looking for adventures at the weekend or things to do at the weekend or go away or travel, I would just research as if I'm doing it already.
Cool. Okay. So it's almost like you're researching as a form of assuming the feeling that you're totally inspired. Beautiful. But I want to keep you connected to this intention of just living and leading from that place of inspiration and feeling. And what I want to recognize is that your original desire was to feel more connected in the work that you do. I can promise you with all of my heart that if you set the intention to live and lead and show up for your life with more inspiration and intuition, that that desired outcome will become your reality, that you will indeed wind up doing work that is far more inspiring to you than what you may currently be doing. So we have these New Year's resolutions that are these outcome-related desires. But when we focus on the outcome, we actually block the process of creation. And so when we decided to focus on the feeling of inspiration, the outcome just happens effortlessly. That's what effortless manifesting means, by living in the feeling of what you desire now. So excellent, excellent example. You're so well on your way. You are clearly a super attractor doing the manifesting challenge. Do it again this year, mama. And then when you bring these practical actions towards that already aligned intention, things will just blow up and manifest in your life.
Thank you so much, Gabby.
You're welcome, gorgeous. Keep it going.
Hi, Gabby. How are you doing?
I'm good. I like that art behind you. It's so cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a big collector. I'm a huge fan of yours. I've definitely been on a spiritual journey for the last few years. I actually wanted to get your advice because I am setting my intentions for the year. And I've had this message from the universe that I'm kind of anxious about following, but I feel like my guides and my signs are just screaming at me to do it. So I am a professional tarot reader who found it by a personal calling. I never intentionally went into doing this. I was working in the executive field. I had a very well-paying corporate job. I am now in a place where I'm no longer doing that job. And I feel this strong need, as you mentioned, to be of service, to dedicate myself to this work.
Okay. What's the intention?
The deeper intention is I want to be able to find the people who need my services the most. Whenever I do the work I do, I can see that it is a healing process.
Okay. So I want to find the people who need my healing work the most. So let's just reframe that now to, I want to express work in the world that attracts those who need it. I want to freely and powerfully, you can just change all the language you want, but make it really empowering for you. I want to be supported in expressing my work in the world so that it can support others. The positive, empowering intention. I want to continue to contribute great work in the world so that it serves others, however that language is for you, rather than I want to find them. Because the honest to God truth is they're going to find you when you're in alignment with the intention, which is to serve. There's a passage from A Course in Miracles that talks about how when the teacher is humbly in the commitment to serve, that the students will identify themselves in you. And so you don't have to go out and find your students. Your students are going to find you as soon as you align yourself in that matched energy of what it is you're here to give forth. So that's the goal. That's the intention.
I really appreciate that. Yes, I absolutely do.
Beautiful. Thank you. This is such a nice, nice conversation.
Thank you so much, Gabby, for everything that you do.
Thank you, my love. Thank you. It's so great to be with you. Thank you.
I've seen people all over the world share their miracle moments, people manifesting babies, houses, more money in abundance. It puts you into the perfect point of attraction to align with the universe to attract your desires, period. That is what it's about, being in the perfect alignment to attract your desires. It's a one day at a time gig. Give me 10 minutes a day for 21 days and you will manifest your desires in the new year. I can promise that. It's not like easy for people to walk around being like, I promise results. I promise you results. I'm promising you results. Just go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. If you do indeed practice my 10 minutes a day for 21 days, you will see shifts in your life. You will see changes in your relationships. You will see a better experience overall, and you will see the path to manifesting your desires. I just really just don't want you to miss it. So I just busted in here in the middle of the episode to remind you, go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge or hit that link in the show notes. Love you guys. Let's manifest together. It starts January 1st. Get in now. Hi.
Hello. Oh my God. Okay. My question is, I'm having a hard time knowing what I really want. I know what I want, but I feel like I have so many options. I have a hard time making decisions very fast. Started my business. It's going so well.
I'm going to stop you because I think it's more powerful. There's a part of you that's coming up right now that's saying, I have a hard time making decisions. What does that mean for you?
I feel like I get so influenced by what other people.
Here we go. Okay.
Yeah.
So other people's influence.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else is there? What else is coming through?
It's interesting the conversation we just had, because I feel like I want to both be really grounded and free at the same time. And I don't know how to be both.
How to be grounded and free at the same time. Okay. That's a great question. Let's go there. How to be grounded and free at the same time. Freedom is the after effect of being grounded. When our intention is to ground ourselves in the presence of who we are, in the feelings that we have on any given moment, to ground ourselves in the clear intentions of how we want to show up in the world, it's almost like creating an outline for your life, right? So it's like knowing, okay, this is the outline that I want to create. And within that outline that's clear, you can let it go and become free. And I'm going to use the example of when I'm on stage. So I always have a very clear outline of the direction I want to go in and the message I want to express. And I've really assumed and committed to that outline. And it's something that I know to be true. It's something I believe in. It's something I feel I'm an expert in. It's something I know I can carry out. Once I have that outline ingrained in my system, I'm grounded. And in that grounding force of that outline, I can be free. I can be an untethered force of light. I can speak extemporaneously. I can be vulnerable. I can be authentic. I can feel that inspiration flow through me. So much like your life, the stage that is your life, the live stage that is your life, create that clear, directed intention. This is what we're talking about here. That clear, directed intention, and ground yourself in it.
and clear away whatever it is that's blocking you and the storylines and other people's stories and all the things that are getting in the way. Ground yourself in that intention, that outline for your desires. And in that grounding intention, you become free to let inspiration show you where to go and what to do.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's funny because in moments I feel connected to that. And then there's moments where I'd get so influenced by.
Right. So your work is really about creating that outline. It's creating the outline for your life. It's grounding yourself in your commitment and your intention and doing whatever it takes to release those beliefs that are holding you back from stepping into that fully and completely. So maybe you go back to other episodes of Dear Gabby and you pull in these practices and you use them, or you follow my guidance in other ways, or you find other teachers, whatever that is, but get grounded in that clarity of what it is that you want from the standpoint of what your main intention is, what your intention is. That is your outline. Okay. Ooh,
yeah.
I would love to go deeper with you and get into the story. I just don't have time today.
That's okay. That's okay. This is the message I needed today. So thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Excellent. Okay. Well, let's close this conversation out. When we start to let go of what we think we need to fix in order to be happy, and right here, right now, start to set intentions for how we want to feel, what happens is that we start to assume the energy of that feeling in this moment. And being in the energy of that feeling, the outside desires manifest naturally. So this is how you effortlessly manifest. This is how you transform your New Year's resolutions into magnetic, powerful intentions so that your energy shifts, you become aligned with that desire, you show up for it with small right actions daily, and you become a magnet for what it is that you want to create and be in the world. So follow my guidance here today. These steps, I hope, really serve you. If you want more of this kind of support, join my manifesting challenge. It delivers. So just go over to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge, get all the details there. And I look forward to hearing all the miracles that are performed in this new year. Thanks for joining me today. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.